It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
4 o'clock, baby. You almost made it to the end of a Friday. Isn't that a glorious feeling when you got to Friday? I know TGIF. I felt as a kid, man. That was like the best day of the week.
Of course it was.
And you say TGIF. Did you watch TGIF back in the day?
I did not.
Oh. Family Matters. Mm-hmm. Full House. Mm-hmm.
Dinosaurs.
Step by Step.
I think I was more into the Thursday.
Oh, well, Thursday was Seinfeld, exactly. Friends, Cheers. That was loaded,
man. I couldn't do it every night.
Well, to me, it was very different. So, like, Thursday, I remember more as, like, a teenager. Like, Friends, Seinfeld. Doesn't get much better than that. I think Frasier was a part of it. And then, obviously, you had ER at 10 o'clock at night, which I was not a big fan of, but I respect its run that it had. Friday, I was like a kid. Full House, Step by Step, Family Matters with Steve Urkel. Like, that was...
And don't forget Stefan Urkel, too.
Of course. Who could forget Stefan?
Stefan.
Oh, yeah. That was the murderer's row of TGIF. And then, like you said, Dinosaurs. Like, there were these other shows. I don't think they were ever nearly as good.
I agree with that. You mentioned the ones that are on the Mount Rushmore, so to speak, which is Full House, which is Family Matters.
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World.
Good call.
Topanga.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
What year is that? I don't even... Boy Meets World. I've never watched that.
You got some years on us, man.
So yeah, we had our buddy, our friends in high school, we had like the Evan of our group that we convinced, one of the girls in our group convinced him that her cousin was Topanga and that she was going to come to a party.
How am I the Evan of the group?
Because you're gullible. I feel like when you were a high school kid, you were probably gullible. So we would always be like, well, we're having a party. Topanga might be here. And Topanga never showed up because they weren't actually cousins. Didn't you meet Topanga once?
I met Topanga once, yes.
My friend Patrick or something
like that. Yes, my buddy had her on his radio show, and I was able to tell her what I thought about her back in the day.
And what'd you say?
You know what? I don't want to talk about it anymore. Married, I got kids. Like, I'm not going to get into that conversation. All I know is that her response was basically to just want to sleep with the talk show host, not me. There's another person.
Well, if she could see Evan now.
But that's what I thought about with Fridays. TGIF. And then eventually, you know, you get older and you're thinking about, you know, chasing girls at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
At the bowling alley?
Oh, yeah, that's what we used to do on Friday nights when I was in the latter part of high school. Me and Chad, my deep, longest best friend, we would go to the bowling alley and just kind of look awkwardly at girls. That's what we would do. We would never get any of
never,
them.
Never talk to them?
No. It was look awkwardly at them because we were late bloomers, right? We weren't the cool ones. So we'd bowl our games, midnight bowling, Woodmere bowling lanes. Actually, we went to Rockville Center. We did Woodmere a little bit, and then we went to RVC. And what we would do is we would stare at the girls and be like, man, I wish I was brave enough to say something.
Yeah, and they would look and go, look at these nerds who brought their own bowls.
Such a nerd.
We were.
And then we grew up and became very strong masculine.
I'm a loser. Not to continue this conversation, because we have more important things like 2-2-7 teams playing in Germany to get to. But can I just pitch this? Seinfeld, we all agree, massive, greatest sitcom of all time, right?
Yes.
If everything about Seinfeld remained the same and it was Thursday nights, NBC, is it as popular now because of Thursday night football?
Yes.
Or less people watch it?
Yes, it's just as popular. It's an alternative to sports.
Yeah, because then you're suggesting that there was never a popular show on Monday nights when Monday Night Football was on.
But think about it. We went through Thursdays and Fridays. We don't remember
Monday
shows.
The Monday night shows that were opposite Monday Night Football that anybody remembers. I honestly can't.
Yeah.
When was Game of Thrones on? It was Sunday night, but was it during football season?
But I'm talking about back.
Nah, you got to go back further. So Tiki's right.
Because nowadays, like, you can stream all these things.
Well, that's the other caveat to your question is it's not just football, because that's your sports dopiness coming out. It's more the world we live in now.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have appointment TV anymore because you can stream it and you can watch it whenever you want. So, like, would there ever be a night at a time in which you're like, oh my God, I'm in front of my TV for this? Other than sports and politics, it doesn't exist anymore because you can watch it whenever you want to watch it.
Evan and I lived this in the 90s when it was Nitro and Raw. They would still get big numbers even when there was football because it was appointment TV. Now they get crushed by football because you can watch it on DVR or whatever.
Yeah, I think DVR and streaming, it just changed the world. So when we talk glowingly about those old TV shows, they're great TV shows, and I think they stand up with time. But it's also just such a different world, man. Like, appointment TV just doesn't exist anymore.
God, there were so many shows that I used to watch. The A-Team.
The A-Team.
Quantum Leap, which was great.
You know what I'm realizing?
Scott Bakula.
He's older than us. That's
he's
what I'm
so much older than you.
I was expecting to be like, I loved Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown.
Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote was great.
You're a big Murder, She Wrote guy?
Columbo was cool.
What about Silk?
My mother used to watch it.
What about Silk Stockings? Were you a big fan of that?
No, with, what's his name? Pierce Brosnan?
I don't know.
It was on after Monday Night Raw, and we would always watch it.
I have no idea.
I think
what
it was
hell.
A different show. That
How about Blossom? Blossom was a hell of a show back in the day. Isn't she? Is she the one who hosts Jeopardy? Is that the same one?
Host Jeopardy was on Big Bang Theory.
That's
very
right.
Funny on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, no doubt.
The Giants. The Vampire Slayer.
Stockings was Rob Estes.
Oh, yeah, you got it wrong.
Right.
The Giants do play the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, and it's interesting. It's a 9:30 a.m. game, which, you know, I touched on this a few days ago. I love the 9:30 a.m. game. I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I like waking up on a Sunday and saying, you know what? I'm going to have bacon, eggs, and football. But for you, Sean, as the party animal, because Sean has, like, all these big Sunday parties. He's like the typical fat American.
Thank you.
Like, football and food, baby, and I'm going to party every Sunday. How do you digest and party on a 9:30 a.m. game?
Oh, it's very simple. Mikey Richter's coming by. He works at IHOP.
Richter?
Yeah, that's his name.
The goalie?
That's his nickname?
No.
You just gave him that name.
No, that's his name.
You mean Mike Richter, former Ranger?
His last name is Richter. His dad was a Ranger fan. He named his kid Mike Richter.
Well, there's a lot there, right? By the way.
That's amazing. Mikey Richter works at IHOP. He's bringing the IHOP pancake batter. He's bringing the IHOP sausage links. We're bringing the eggs, the bagels. We are going outside on the Blackstone at my dad's house, and we're going to make a big-time kegs and eggs situation with a bunch of IHOP products and watch some football.
If I was a Dodger fan, like a diehard Dodger fan, would I consider naming my son Dave? Like, would I give it thought?
And your last name was Roberts?
Well, my name is Roberts.
Oh, you. So you
me?
Specifically.
Like, if I was a Dodger fan instead of a Met fan.
No, because it's not a player. Like, you generally idolize the player.
Yeah, I guess
not
you're
necessarily
right.
The coach.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something that would fit. Because I find that really interesting that Mikey Richter's father did that. I'm not ripping him for it. It's just, it's a fascinating thing. Like, you have a choice. You know what you're doing. You're naming your kid not after an athlete. You're naming him the athlete.
Well, and one of his best friends is my brother-in-law's brother. First name Mark, middle name Messier.
What's his last name, though?
Verderosa.
It's different. You know what? That's a little different.
Mark Messier Verderosa.
Because the truth is, like, when he meets people, he's just Mark Verderosa.
Yeah.
So the Messier is kind of like a hidden thing.
It's lost.
Yeah. When you have the last name of someone famous, and then it's like your last name is Taylor, and someone's like, I'm going to name my son Lawrence. Like, you're Lawrence Taylor. You're not just named after Lawrence Taylor the way your daughter is.
What if he went by his middle name?
Messier?
What's his last name?
Verderosa.
That's kind of a cool name.
Messier Verderosa. That's like saying James Bond is even cooler.
I could tell you.
Who are you?
He's not as elegant as that name would make him sound. Challenge somebody to a duel.
I know. My name is Messier Verderosa. You killed my father.
Let's go to Adam in South Jersey.
Prepare
How are
die.
You, Adam?
Doing good, Evan. Doing good. Tomorrow is a very, very important anniversary for something. Do you know what it is?
Let me think about it. So November 9th, maybe it's an election. I'm going to go with the election of Grover Cleveland.
No, you're wrong.
All right, let me try again.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Try again. The signing of Pedro Martinez by the New York Mets.
No, I can't believe you don't know what it is.
November. Can you give me the year? If you give me the year, I'll have a shot.
I believe it's 97.
1997, November of 1997. What happened in November of 1997? The only thing I could think of is, I'm not going to say, because it's not what it is. Anyhow, just tell me what it is.
The Montreal Screwjob.
That's what I was going to say! I was going to say Survivor Series, but everybody would laugh at me and be like, Survivor Series? Yeah! Wow.
Is that an anniversary worth remembering? I know the moment is worth remembering, but is the day worth remembering?
I don't know. I don't know if, like, in wrestling annals or the annals of wrestling, if the screw job of Bret the Hitman Hart is, like, something we should celebrate every year. Like, maybe Hogan slamming Andre. Maybe we do that as a holiday every year.
Hogan joining the NWO we do as a holiday.
That's true. That's a good one. Hogan Bash joining the NWO is definitely up there. I mean, it's a cool moment in history. By the way, you want to get Tiki Barber in a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone down the screwdriver rabbit hole?
I did. I remember last time we talked about this.
You did.
And you asked me if it was actually a screwdriver.
And what was your determination?
It was a screwdriver.
It was a screwdriver. It was not a work.
It was not a work.
It was a screwdriver. Yes, indeed. Let's go to Joe in Kearney, New Jersey. How are you, Joe? Hello, Joe.
Joe, what up?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
What's up, man?
What's up, bud? Joe?
Joe is there, but not there.
Joe, you're very confused. And that's okay. Josh in Smithtown. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're good, Josh.
So, first of all, I think, Evan, at some point you should throw in the chat GPT what should Steve Cohen's pitch to Juan Soto be. I'd be interested to see how that comes out.
That's a great idea. If you missed it, you could rewind on the Odyssey app to about an hour ago. We jet GPT'd what their statement would be of bringing Aaron Boone back, and it was actually really good and well done. So you're right. I'm going to write. Now, what do you want it to be? Like, what the actual pitch to Juan Soto would be? Is that what you want them to tell us?
Yeah. Well, I'll just say, what should Steve Cohen's pitch to Juan Soto be as to why he should join the Mets?
Perfect. I'm going to do it right now as you make your point. Go ahead.
Quickly on the football, two quick things. First of all, watching the Ravens defense dance around after coming off the field. I mean, I know they won, but they got lit up, and they only won because of two egregious missed calls. So,
right.
I don't know. That was a little tough to watch, but... I don't understand why these scoring plays are always reviewed anyway, especially under 2 minutes. When they review these scoring plays, why can't they review to see if they've missed something? You know, I wouldn't say the holding call could be reviewed, but the Joe Burrow getting punched in the face, probably something they could have taken a look at when they review the scoring plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It's an interesting question, Josh, that because it's roughing the passer. And I don't know if a fine comes with that, but even if it didn't, I remember asking this question, or this question was asked, not me specifically, about those penalties when replay. Remember when they did the replay review of pass interference?
Yeah, it was a disaster.
It was a disaster. And the reason that it ultimately failed and didn't stick in the NFL is because they don't want to put penalties on the field.
Mm.
And they, if nothing was called, they don't want to now put a penalty on the field.
Right.
I think the same thing in that same vein is with the hip drop tackle that you heard a lot about at the beginning of the season. Oftentimes that penalty will not get called, but the fine will be the deterrent because these guys get fined like $40,000 or $20,000 or whatever instance it is, if it's one or two times. So like, they don't want to throw laundry on the field because that just slows the game down. It makes it worse.
Yeah, I think you have to, though. I think that's the answer. And I know it slows the game down, but there's only 17 yeah. games. I'm jumping ahead. There's only 17 games. This isn't baseball. This isn't basketball where it's a long season. Like, I sit down tonight to watch Knicks, Bucks, or Nets, Celtics. I want it to be over in 2 hours and 20 minutes. Like, having everything reviewed and having it being a three-hour game is not good for the product.
Right.
I think football's different because every game's an event. But I think the only way to fix this is to make everything challengeable. Everything.
But do you really want that?
Yes.
You'll
fix it.
I think it would bog down... It would bog down football.
Here's why it wouldn't, though. If you were only allowed two challenges a game, like, you can't literally challenge everything. You have to pick your spots on when you want to challenge. And much like in the NBA, I would always advise a head coach to wait until the latter part of the game.
So then what do you do with replay assist, which is now there to correct obvious mistakes? So if there's an obvious mistake, and it's just it, like last night on the two-point conversion, does now the league office call in and say, you know what, that was pass interference, throw the flag, and let's redo the play.
Well,
like you can't do.
Why? Fix the mistake. They made a mistake last night. Fix it.
I just feel like that's opening a massive can of worms.
I agree it's opening up a can of worms, but I think that can of worms helps fix these egregious mistakes. The negatives that come with it, and there are, I think will be outweighed by the fact that you're fixing the egregious mistake. By the way, holy crap. Our last caller, before he made his great point about NFL and officiating, said, hey, Evan, put in ChatGPT what Steve Cohen's pitch should be to Juan Soto. I have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's freaking amazing.
Before you read, I just want to say, we know what Evan's weekend is now become.
What? Going on ChatGPT?
Yes.
ChatGPT?
Yes.
You don't think I've done that before? You don't think that's how I wrote AI songs there, Shawnee?
I know, but now somebody is re-interested.
Why did you have to like bring that back up?
That was a caller.
Because now we're going to get... No, I'm talking about Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
What weekend is going to be. Because now we're going to come back on Monday. We're going to have 30,000 Evan AI songs.
He just stepped out, Lou Gower, and he turned to me under his breath and said, can you call us stop bringing up the AI? I'm not getting texts all weekend with new songs.
Well, first of all, this has nothing to do with songs. This is a pitch.
But it starts your brain moving in that we've gotten you weaned off.
Next,
you're like a cigarette
you know,
ad.
The pitch is going to be in song form.
That's a great idea. Monday,
it's like a musical.
Monday at 4:30, Juan Soto the musical. I promise it to you. That's right. Juan Soto, the musical.
Juan Soto's 2024-2025 offseason, the musical.
Yes, yeah. I present to you. And I have to write it and produce it, but it will happen. Let's say Monday at 4. You want to hold off till Tuesday?
Yeah.
Give me a little bit more time?
I mean, the Giants and Jets play Monday.
You're right. Good call. Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Juan Soto, the musical. Anyhow, Steve Cohen's pitch to Juan Soto should focus on three key aspects.
Okay.
Financial security, team success, and the opportunity for legacy building. Juan, we know that you're one of the premier talents in baseball, and we're ready to make sure you get the financial compensation you deserve. Our ownership is fully committed to winning, and we'll give you the resources to do that. We'll offer you a contract that reflects your status as one of the best in the game, and we'll make sure it's structured to give you the long-term financial security. You'll be paid handsomely now, and we'll continue to invest in keeping you at the center of the team's success. Opportunity for legacy building. New York is a city that celebrates greatness. And that's a rare opportunity to make a lasting legacy here. By joining the Mets, you'd be part of a team that's not just looking to compete, but to dominate. Mm. With your talents, you have the chance to become a true icon in one of the most storied sports cities in the world. The Mets have a rich history, and you could write the next chapter of that legacy. You have the chance to cement your place as one of the all-time greats in a city that recognizes greatness like no other. Bonus points are Steve Cohen's vision for the future. This is a great pitch. I tell you, that's what Steve should do before he goes into that meeting on Monday.
Sounds a little bit too polished for Juan Soto.
Really? You got to go more raw?
Hey, we're going to pay you a lot of damn money. That's You're going to be a hero. What else?
Here's $1 billion, Juan.
Exactly. What else do you need?
I've heard Met fans suggest that they should go to Scott Boras with a check for $1 billion. And this is what they do. They say, all right, here's $1 billion. Split it among Juan Soto and Pete Alonso however you'd like. That's how you do it. I would say Pete Alonso, Corbin Burns, and Juan Soto. Here's $1.5 billion, Scott. However you want to structure it, you do it. Just get those three names on the contract, and we're good to go.
You better pay Burns enough to be able to build a Corbin in the woods.
What? You mean cabin? I see what you tried to do. It just didn't come off right.
But that's what Scott Boras would do.
Thank you, Tiki, for handling that, because... That was just,
it doesn't sound enough like cabin.
Yeah, your AI stuff's been great.
I think it's a lot better than that. I'll tell you that. Let's go to Gary in North Jersey. What's up, Gary? What's up, Gary?
Gary,
what's
up? I think you're looking for Jared.
Oh, Jared. My apologies. Jared. I'm sorry, Jared.
No worries.
Are you in are you in North Jersey, or is that a different location?
You know what? I'm actually in Central Jersey right now, but I'm making my way back up north.
All right. So Jared in Central, moving up North Jersey. How are you, sir? What's on your mind?
I'm doing well. I wanted to add to the conversation about appointment television, stuff that you can't just, you know, watch later on streaming. My favorite television show is the reality TV show Survivor.
Right.
And Survivor, on my social feeds, if I don't watch it when it airs, it'll get spoiled.
Yeah.
But as far as that goes against, like, the NFL ratings, Survivor used to air on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. And Survivor at some point was moved to Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. I don't know when that was against, like, the rise of Thursday night football being a much bigger thing than it is now.
Guaranteed.
But I'm sure it was. Survivor is such a ratings, you know, whale for CBS. I'm sure it had to been moved against it. Also, just real quick, Survivor does have a contestant on this season who is a beat writer, for the Tennessee Titans, a guy named Sam Phelan. And in its history, has had a number of athletes, including Jeff Kent, Clifford Robinson. There's a ton of athletes who have played Survivor.
So. Interesting. Yeah. Survivor's been like this incredible show that's been on forever. Like, it started in 2000, but they've had 47 seasons of Survivor.
Yeah,
they must do multiple per year.
Didn't they do a celebrity Survivor?
Oh, yeah.
A
couple times, yeah.
Yeah.
They did like an all-star
Ray
one.
Lewis was on it, right?
Yeah. I remember Jeff Kent when he said Jeff Kent. I remember him being on it. He may have won Jeff Kent. Or maybe he didn't. I honestly have no idea.
And Survivor used to be one of those shows when CBS had the Super Bowl, they would air like a premiere of it after the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. That's when you know you're getting like the heavy billing.
Oh, yeah. Mike Ditka, Ray Lewis. These are the football names you'll know. And Meta World Peace.
Wow. The old Ron Artest.
Yes.
Have you ever been on Survivor?
I've not, but I was asked to be on this one.
On that one?
But I couldn't do it.
What year was it?
This was, I don't know, 20? I can't remember
21. I'm like, I'm just curious if you were playing or not.
No. This was like a couple of years ago.
Oh, so it's real. Okay, gotcha.
This is recent.
Gotcha.
Not. I mean, it's been on forever. But I remember I couldn't do it because something else.
You're doing a radio show? Is that?
It interfered with Kinky Boots.
I can't remember now.
Do you realize how many Tiki Torch jokes there could have been?
Would have been great.
Did you ever watch Survivor, though? Like, if you did the show, were you familiar with it?
No, not enough.
See, that's the thing, man. Like, I respect Survivor. I respect any show that's been on for 47 seasons or 24 years, however you want to define it. I literally have never watched that show.
Really?
Never.
It used to be my dream.
Really?
Because there was a time in my life.
I mean, it's about forming bonds, right?
And then
someone gets voted off. Is that how it works?
But you also have to form alliances, but do enough where you're still looking out for yourself, but not piss enough people off that you're out first. But the big underlying theme I always wanted to be on the show for was best diet in the world. You want to lose weight for 2 months, you're basically sitting there eating sticky rice and whatever fish you fish for. And everybody would be down to their ribs by the end of it. And I thought, that's my way.
Are you confusing that with Naked and Afraid?
No, Naked and Afraid was a spinoff of Survivor. They became Naked and Afraid.
You wanted to be on Survivor so that you could lose weight?
100%, Ev. I struggled as a fat, young 20-something. I said, that's my endgame. If I could get on Survivor, I don't even care about the $1 million. I last long enough to lose a bunch of weight.
Would you do it now if given the opportunity?
Yes.
You have to take off from this show for a while, I assume, right?
Yeah, I would do it.
Can you make a call, T?
Yeah, I don't know who producer is.
Make a phone call.
We'll reach out. It is CBS.
Yeah, I would do it.
Would you do like daily spots with us? Like, would you have time to like call in while you're doing your Survivor crap?
Yes, but remember, am I going to have a cell phone? I guess we could talk to CBS
and say. I don't
even
know what happens. Where do they send you?
If you're filming a reality show, though, it would be tough to call in just because I think you signed something. Oh,
yeah.
Discuss what's going on. Now, maybe he could talk around it. We think he could pull some strings, but he'd have to be very coy about what's happening on the show.
By the way, I think I do really well. I'm not promising a win. I'm likable and conniving enough at the same time.
Survivor moved from Thursday to Wednesday in 2010. Mm. So when did Thursday Night Football start?
Every week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was 2012. Like a big thing. Let me look.
Wow. So yeah, it probably was right around that time period. I think he's right, though, about the fact that if it's a show that could get spoiled, and spoilers matter. Like, a comedy like Seinfeld, there's no spoilers. Like, you would, if we had a Seinfeld in 2024, I don't think you'd be afraid about when you saw it. Kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm when it was on. Because what are you spoiling? Right.
Thursday Night Football has been on for 16 seasons.
So, so it was 2008.
Yeah.
So it moved about 2 years after Thursday Night Football, probably said, what are we doing here? Why are we competing with this?
But even then, that was only like five games at the end of the year.
Right,
so, right.
And it was on NFL Network.
It moved around a lot. Like, Thursday Night Football's been on a lot of different places. Because you're right, it was on NFL Network for a while, and then it would be on, like, an NBC for a while.
Fox had it.
Fox
had it. CBS even had it for, like, a year.
Maybe that was CBS, 14 and 15.
Maybe that's, wow. Oh, so they moved, like, 5 years earlier.
Yeah.
Interesting. But, yeah, I think that that's the only time you would need appointment TV these days is when you're afraid the spoiler is going to ruin everything. We'll talk more about this Giant-Panther game and why it's actually very important for the New York Giants to win. Plus, your calls on a lot. Aaron Boone is back as manager. The New York Jets need Aaron Rodgers to be great. We've got a very interesting weekend of football, and we'll get to more of your calls later at 888-808-1019. It's interesting. On Sunday morning, the Giants are going to play the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers are terrible. They did win last week against the Saints. They're 2-7, but they're bad at everything. They're the worst team in the NFL against the run. They've got a quarterback who's playing who's broken. Like, they're not a good football team. And neither are the Giants, but the Giants are better.
Right.
At least they better be better, because losing a game like this, where you're a 5.5, 6-point favorite to the Carolina Panthers, is the loss that changes the discussion around the future of this organization. Mm. Like, right now, they're having a bad year, but I still think more Giant fans than not are good with, all right, you know, it's not a great year, but I still believe in the coach. I believe in the GM.
Yep.
There'll be a new quarterback next year. Guys like Tommy are down with Brian Daboll, and I get it. But I still think, like, the majority of people are sticking with this group. I think losing to Carolina changes a lot.
Yeah, it gets, especially if it looks bad. It's one thing to lose and some freak happens or whatever, but it's one thing if it just looks really bad. That's what happened with the Saints, and that's why Dennis Allen is no longer the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Because he had lost six games in a row, and then he lost to the Carolina Panthers, and it looked horrendous.
Right.
And so it's just like, all right, there's no salvaging this. You've been here for a long time. We have much respect. The Saints are one of those teams that it really feels like if you're there, you're there forever. They just said it's enough and let him go. And Dabes doesn't even have that kind of history. So if you lose and it looks badly to a team like the Carolina Panthers in over in Germany, that's when the real questions start to happen, and it's when even his supporters will start to say, man, he might not be the right guy.
Uh-oh, that's you.
Right. That's
not, is that
me,
you?
It's not me yet. But
it could be.
But I mean, I have to see it.
No, I get it. They haven't lost to them yet.
I have to know what happened.
Right.
It's one thing to lose is another if it's just, you know, that's just ineptitude.
The one thing I would argue
and
about,
I haven't felt that, by the way.
No, not yet, because, look, they've lost seven games.
Right. But I've never felt like it's, game one notwithstanding, but again, we talked about that when it happened. Daniel Jones coming back from his first game after an ACL tear.
Sure.
And banged up neck or whatever, the stinger, whatever it was. He hadn't played in a long time, and he looked bad. But the Minnesota Vikings are damn good.
But that's
especially
the common
defensively.
But that's like actually the common thing about the Giant losses. They've lost twice to the Commanders. They're in first place.
Yeah.
They lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're pretty good.
Yep.
They lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, even though I fully expect that they're going to blow up at some point. They haven't yet. The Bengals are one of those teams where they're not bad, but they're talented, and they're clearly more talented than the New York Giants. The only loss,
and the Giants could have won that game.
And they could have won that game. And the only loss I think you circle and say, now we know they suck, is Dallas.
Right.
But we didn't know it then, so they haven't lost to a team even close to being as inept as the Carolina Panthers.
Have they been favored in any of the games?
No.
No, this is their first time in 27 games.
And so they haven't lost a game that they've been favored in.
Correct.
So this would be one of those, again, you'd start to scratch your head, no matter what it looked like, but if it looked ugly, that's when you start questioning the future of the regime. The other thing, and this is the Daniel Jones conundrum, that is, it's head-scratching because you know that he's not horrendous. Right, he's not not servable quarterback in the NFL. And then you hear like the stats that are out there about him. Obviously, the home stats we all know about. He kind of blew that out of the water last week because he threw for two and ran for one. But then you get this stat. I get these notes every week, and like I would not have known this. I wouldn't even thought to think about this. But Daniel Jones has completed. Daniel Jones has had 4 multiple touchdown, 0 interception games. 4 multiple touchdowns.
This season,
huh. 0 interception games, which is what you want your quarterback to do.
Sure.
Go for at least two touchdowns and don't turn the football over. You know who's number one in the league in that? Lamar Jackson. He probably had another one last night. You know who's number 2? Daniel Jones.
Is that true?
Daniel Jones is number 2 in multi-touchdown, no turnover games.
You know what?
It's one of those stats that lies to you, but you can't also ignore it.
Well, you know why it doesn't lie to you? Because when you think about it, Daniel Jones has had these games in which he's looked effective and good.
Yeah.
And that's the 2 wins.
Yes.
And in those 2 wins, Daniel put up those numbers you talked about. But they're also all on the road. And then he's had these duds specifically at home.
Yes.
Where he's just a nothing, where he turns the ball over, they can't get in the end zone.
Yep.
And so when you think about his season, more specifically, it's like, oh yeah, it kind of does make sense.
Yeah, because you can't help but think about what happened in front of your face.
Right. But I think that's part of the issue with him. And for whatever reason, those games you talked about, those 2 touchdown, 0 turnover games, they all happened on the road.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Daniel Jones has played, let me count them, 4 road games. And 3 of them were where he performed that way.
Yes.
So it's just a testament to the weirdness. The only time he did it at home was that game last week, obviously, against Washington.
I could make the case that Daniel Jones' best game of his career, I'm not even talking about statistically, guts, guile, all of it, happened internationally in London when he beat the Packers when Saquon
in
got
2022.
Yeah. Well, that was like a real leadership moment game.
Well, it's one of those, it kind of turned people in favor of him.
Yes.
And then obviously he had a really good 2022, which led to the contract that we now all lament and talk about and everything else. But it's like he has these moments, but he also has moments in games that are just confounding, like head-banging games where he's trying to throw a screen and obviously the left tackle just screws him, but whatever. And he fumbled, changes the game, Commanders go score, you never get the lead again, despite dominating on the ground at that point in the game. So it's like always one of those moments. May not be a turnover, but it's just something.
That's why he's not the guy, because those moments happen too often.
Yes.
I don't know if this excites Sean, but this is the 4th time the Giants are playing. He probably already knows this. He's such a geek like me. He's like,
come on, man. Before, did you listen to 1 Giant Step yet?
Oh, you already did this on your podcast?
Yes, I did.
So I'll do it for the audience.
And he hosts a pregame on Saturday.
That's true. He's all over this. But for those that aren't aware, the Giants have played 3 games in the regular season in Europe. They were all in London, by the way. This one's a little different. It's in Germany. And in all 3 years,
Marcus Kuhn hosting them.
In all 3 years, they made the postseason. 2007, they won their game. They won the Super Bowl. 2016, they won their game. They made the playoffs with Ben McAdoo. And then 2022, the game you cited against Green Bay, they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
So,
but we knew that was kind of Fugazi when the Jets beat him the next week.
Stop it. Fugazi. A win's a win's a win. So does that give you hope then, Sean, that if the Giants beat the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, which they're supposed to do, they're 5.5, 6-point favorites, that means the magic's going to happen again and they're going to go on a playoff run and it's going to be a perfect 4-for-4?
Of course, Evan. The one thing that you cannot take away from the New York Giants as it stands right now is they are the greatest international NFL team of all time.
Aren't they tied?
They are the greatest international NFL team.
Who are they tied with? Who's the other team that's undefeated?
I got to look.
There's another undefeated international team.
3 or more?
Yeah, and I'm forgetting now. I just saw it, but I can't.
Poor Sean. It's like he found out something. Right.
We are the uncrowned international NFL champions, if that's the case.
But there is another team.
Yeah, so you're tied for the most prolific. The real question I have, and this is the juxtaposition. I love that word, but it fits the Giant fan very well this year. The juxtaposition that the Giant fan has is no one thinks they're making the playoffs. You know, there's a few Jet fans. All right, make your point, then I'll finish this.
There are four teams that are either 3-0 or 4-0.
Go ahead.
The Vikings are 4-0. The Giants, Niners, and Chiefs are 3-0.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's three other teams.
They're good to know. So there's three other teams.
Yeah, we're the best, though. Because we won the first ever one.
Congratulations. There are a handful of Jet fans. That poll showed it this morning. About 18% of Jet fans think they're going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Think like, hey, you know, they'll get hot. The AFC kind of stinks. We got this. There is right now no Giant fan that thinks they're making the playoffs. Not one.
No.
You can't find one. There is no positive Tommy of Giant fans, mainly because we stole positive Tommy, and now he supports the Jets.
That's correct.
Yes. There's no positive Tommy of Giants fans because we stole Giant fan Tommy, positive Tommy, and now he's a Jet positive
That's
Tommy.
Right. So there is no so no one thinks it. But yet, when you sit down on Sunday, you want to win. Because if you lose, you even said it, calls into question this head coach, the administration, everything looks terrible. But then, if you want that great draft pick that Sean always fantasizes about, this would be a damaging win. So what do you want?
No, you want to win.
Yeah, this is
you want to win. You want Dave to push his chips in the center of the table, say we're going to the playoffs. Then if he does it, he's a genius. He wins Coach of the Year again.
This is pause the tank for a week. Pause the tank.
Is it a tank pauser?
Here's a tank pauser. Because? Because of the bye week?
Yep.
Okay,
I mean, you can't tank during
the
bye, I guess.
You can't tank during the bye week.
I suppose you could with IR moves. But anyway,
right.
Pause the tank because the dream is not just...
Wait, are you really wanting to tank?
Tank's the wrong word. Do I really want to not play ourselves out of a position where you can't get a quarterback? Sure, but also, that doesn't matter because
you're not going to... Keep going.
We're going to have months to argue about whether there's a quarterback
or
not.
Right.
And we're going to disagree on that.
It's not even that. It's just you're going to end up giving up a ton anyways.
Probably right.
So it doesn't matter where you finish.
You're right. So my point I'm going to say
before
anyway,
you continue, I love when Tiggy's disgusted by you.
I know.
You finish the point by saying, all right, whatever, go on. Yeah.
Tiggy gets his face and his nose smells like it's the worst wafting fart that's come across whenever I give him a take.
Thank God there's a glass between you and us.
So I just say this because to me, my dream is young quarterback paired with Brian Daboll. Because when you hired Brian Daboll, the idea was, look what he did with Josh Allen.
Right.
I want to see him with the young quarterback. So if you lose this game, while it might help you get quicker to that front of the line, this also could be the one that makes upper management go, I got to reevaluate everything I think about Brian Daboll, and then I don't get that perfect dream together. So if they're going to win one more game the rest of the year, I actually want it to be this week. I think this could be a Daboll's in trouble game.
I actually think that's a very sensible opinion because
you're right. But
you're right. Like losing this game it's very damaging. It's very damaging to anyone who wants the consistency. Like for Tommy, you want them to lose because you're done with Daboll. So if you want him gone.
Well, that's only because he won't start Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, but whatever the reason he wants him gone, right? Want him gone.
If Dave's all of a sudden said, you know what? Tommy DeVito's our starting quarterback. I'm doing this because we need positive Tommy back on the Giants side as opposed to the green side. What would you say?
So you're saying if Brian Daboll were to bribe positive Tommy with Tommy DeVito, it would help.
Yeah.
It would go a long way.
But you're done with him.
But he's not going to do that. So if they lose this game, I'm leaving Daboll in Germany. I'm sorry, because this is the worst team in the league they're playing with the worst quarterback in the league.
No,
so
what does
that make the Giants?
That's not my point. My question to you is, do you want them to lose? Because you have been screaming that you don't believe in the head coach. Tiki and Sean have argued with you. Do you, as a Giant fan, want to lose this game? Because not only does it enhance your draft pick, but you are more likely to get what you want if that happens. So, do you want the Giants to lose on Sunday?
No, I can't go into a game ever rooting against my team to lose.
Okay.
I do think there's a shining light that you brought up.
Well done.
By the way, we both could be happy if we lost because Sean gets his tank and I get the coach.
You get the blood.
Yeah. We both get what we want, actually.
But you're both not rooting against your team.
By the way, I'm never
rooting against them because I can't say this enough. Whether we root for wins or losses has no outcome on the field, so I might as well root for wins, and then if they lose, I'm just not as sad as I normally would be. Hmm. That's it. That's the way I'm approaching this the rest of the year.
I'm going to make an observation. It's probably going to offend somebody, but I'm going to make it anyway. I was thinking about this the other day. If Sean Morash had hair, like hair, and was in a little bit better shape, he would look like Stu Feiner. How are you, Stu?
I would say we could be body doubles because we are soulmates.
Nice.
And yes, we love our families, we love sports, and we love to eat. So yes.
Yeah.
And I take that as an ultimate compliment because I do think Sean is sexy.
Yeah, nice. I think so. Sometimes
not as sexy as Tommy. Let me just say it for the right. Not as sexy as Tommy, because Tommy is the sexiest on the panel besides Tiki, but that goes without saying.
Right, but he's also a cult leader.
He's also a cult leader.
Yes. Well, he has transitional talent. He's established himself with his Met run. He has credibility. He has insane meat on the bone. Insane meat on the bone. They trashed the Dodgers two games, very impressive. So, Tommy has everything right now. So let me put a quick bow on this, wrap it up. Phenomenal job on the New York Mets run, all four of you, during the baseball season. Arguably the best I've ever heard WFAN ever do. And I'm counting Craig, I'm counting Chris Russo, and I'm counting my Francesa. The four of you were the most enjoyable listen and watch that I've ever had in my life. Let me just say
very
that,
nice,
okay? The bantering, the fighting, the expertise, second to none. I love it. I love you. God bless you. Let me just wrap that up. On its own.
Thank you, sir.
Second thing I will say is that I think the Mets have a good shot the next 2 years to go to the World Series and get swept by the Dodgers both times. But losing the National League Championship to the Dodgers.
Okay.
And then I think the Yankees have a good shot to go to the World Series the next 2 years and get swept by the Dodgers. Because the Dodgers might be next year the best team Major League Baseball has ever seen in the last 30 years, because they are so loaded if they don't pick up anyone, and they're so handicapped this year that people forgot that it's a scary team. Even though the Yankees should have won game one and could have won, the last game with the demise in the fifth inning, the team is so good and so loaded. And if you really put a pencil to the World Series, and you guys know this, Dodgers did not hit. They didn't hit any of the games.
In fact, the Dodgers
they were shut down.
The Dodgers
and the Yankees did their job.
The Dodgers and the Yankees hit at the same clip. The only difference was they got the bigger hit than the Yankees ever got. That was really the only difference. Their team batting average was all the same thing.
And it started early for the Dodgers. The Yankees, maybe they would get some runs, but it would happen. It was always late.
Yeah,
except for Game Five, obviously.
You're right.
Right, and as we know, we have seen the legendary Freddie Freeman, murder the Mets forever. Yep. So what he did to the Yankees, wasn't surprising. What he did to the, Padres wasn't surprising. We saw him. We saw how great he was. In my eyes, besides Chipper Jones, he's murdered the Mets in big spots more than anyone that I can remember. More pain.
You're right. It's Freddie and Chipper. You're right.
No two ways about it. Okay, so obviously, Evan, we're not going to the Super Bowl. I don't want to disappoint your father, but we're not.
No, I think my dad realizes that we're not going to the Super Bowl, not because Stu isn't coming through with his promise, but because the Jets suck. So, yes, don't worry.
No.
It's your fault.
Okay, so independent, I'm going regardless. So if the Jets are not there, do you want to come with me would be the key. Because I have to add another caveat.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're good with this.
Go ahead.
And I don't know on the air if you want to admit this, if you can get a whole pass from your wife, because I'm in with the people that run OnlyFans. So in addition to going to the cameo parties and the Barstool parties, we're going to the OnlyFans parties, but you're going to have to participate.
Wow.
I mean, it just has to be.
So what I would say
it has to be.
They actually have parties, like OnlyFans parties?
Listen, Teague, let me tell you something. You have no idea. You just your wildest imagination, and I'm sure you've seen it all, done it all. Men want to be you. Women have been with you and still want to be with you. You cannot believe what goes on because of Barstool, because of the only stand show that Glenny Bowles has. It's not believable what goes on right now in the world.
My answer to you would be, I think there's somebody who would enjoy it more than me, and somebody that would really...
Yeah, but it's going to cost me 40... Listen, I don't mean to interrupt you. It's going to cost you like 40 grand. It's you and nobody. Let's make a deal.
Okay,
it's you or nobody.
Let's do. Well, let me throw out who that other person is, and then you have every right to say no thank you.
My bags are already packed. I just need the 40K from Evan and
Thomas Jefferson Lugauer. Tommy, he's the sexiest guy on the show besides Tiki. You've talked about his greatness. It's up to you, though. I mean, if you don't... Maybe I'll pay for half of it. Maybe that's kind of meeting in the middle. But Tommy Lugauer, first of all, would get the hall pass from his wife. She would say yes.
Yes.
In fact, she'd join in. I think she'd have a good time. Yeah,
she'd be like, whoa. She doesn't get the invite.
Wait. Whoa.
Tommy, take
it. Listen, I thought she's a drop-dead gorgeous and rich. You're not leaving that for any reason, under any circumstances. What are we talking about here?
I meant she would come along.
Let's get our boots on the ground here. Let's calm down, Ev.
All right.
Don't break up Tommy's marriage. He's just become, he's just probably your replacement when you retire. Now all of a sudden, don't get him divorced.
No,
I'm sure he doesn't have a prenup.
I'm enhancing Tommy's marriage. Am I right, Tommy?
This will be the one day that Tommy's wife is listening.
I appreciate the invite, and it's always good talking to you, my friend.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, can I just add one more thing? I know you let me go for a long time.
Yes.
The Giants, although we know, I want to talk reality because I do this for a living. I invented the sports gambling handicapping industry in 1980, so I know it better than anybody. Gambling is for the rich to have fun and lose money. We know this. The way you make money gambling is you got to go on a winning streak, but overall, 99% of the people lose. Have fun losing. Hopefully, they're responsible, okay? Saying that, you could bet everything you own on the New York Giants. I mean, this is the living lock of the NFL season.
Wow.
This, you could lay this number all day and twice on Sunday. Not only are the sharps on this game for an inhuman amount of money, they've already betted for like $11 million offshore, but the entire public, for some reason, is buying the Panthers like they're giving away money. So you have two personal situations that I follow all the time. Number one, you go against the grain, against the public. The public is all over the Panthers, but to the tune of $11 million right now, bet offshore, the sharps, which is what I follow, the sharps are all over the Giants.
Interesting.
So I would say that responsibly, always responsibly,
of course.
You can make an unnatural wager, including your entire clientele, including everybody you own, the New York Giants.
All right. I'm going to take that advice. Thank you, Stu. We appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. God bless you. Thank you for all the enjoyment. I love all four of you. And I guess me and Luke, you're going to the Super Bowl.
That's right, baby. Tommy would say yes. And your wife would say yes.
No, 100%.
She?
I've always wanted to go to like the Maxim parties or the OnlyFans parties at the Super Bowl.
See, do they really have an OnlyFans party?
I assume that they do.
I think there's just parties everywhere with OnlyFans models. So
I'm sure it's not actually an OnlyFans party. It's just.
Correct.
It's also an OnlyFans party.
Right.
Exactly.
I think Tommy would appreciate it. Like, believe it or not, when I was a little bit younger, I went to many Maxim parties. I went there. I've experienced.
Because you worked for Maxim.
I worked for Maxim. Technically didn't work for Maxim. I worked for Maxim Radio. I really worked for Sirius at the time. But we would always go to these Maxim parties. We would do a show and then hang out. And I saw a lot of things that I can't repeat, specifically about Jerry Jones. But I'll keep that private. There's no need to talk
about
it.
Just tell me off air.
I'll tell you all off air. But
I'm sure you can imagine.
You can imagine. I've done it. Like, I'm done. Like, I did that earlier in my life. Had great experiences. So if I could help with, obviously, Stu's help, hand it to somebody as young and generational as Thomas Lugauer, who would enjoy it a hell of a lot more than me.
He's 2 years younger than you.
I know, but he feels a lot younger.
But he hasn't lived the life. That's what Evan said.
Exactly. And he also hasn't lived it. Have you ever been to a Maxim party?
No. No, I've not.
He's never done it. Have you ever? No, I'm not going to ask that because I did that. No,
Playboy party. Yes. Playboy party? Yeah. No. I've always wanted to go to the Playboy Mansion. Never got a chance.
See? So if you can start to experience that, we may be only separated by two years, but anyone who knows us knows that I'm like 70 and you're like 22.
That's a very fair assessment.
Yeah.
100%.
It works.
It's true.
I just need 40 grand. And I'm there.
We'll come back with a Cinco de Five-O from Sean Morash, sometime a top five list. He's been on fire lately with them. That'll be coming up. Plus, tough question for Giant fans. Forget about your game against Carolina. What are you doing when the Eagles play the Cowboys? Plus, more on what the Jets need to do to beat the Arizona Cardinals, and we'll make our NFL picks. 888-808-1019.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.